Today is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I don't know why I was pronouncing that so well. I know I have a southern accent, so probably anything that I pronounce is not correct. But I don't know why I'm pronouncing my syllables so clearly at the moment. I'm not really sure what happened there. So I talked to my parents last night. We're trying to deal with the vaccine situation and figure that all out. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it because I'm going to cover it on, hopefully I'm going to cover it on Mix Minus this weekend, Friday night. And so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on it, but I have some thoughts. I have some thoughts about the vaccine and what's going on and something that Joe Batance told me when we were recording Throwing Down. I have a lot of different thoughts on all that, but you'll just have to tune in and listen to Mix Minus on Friday evening in order to hear all of that. So I've been doing a lot more work on the, and I felt so bad. Oh my gosh. So I've been doing a lot of work on this new streaming platform, and I see I have a few listeners listening to me now. Hi, how are you doing? I'm glad you're there. And I feel really nervous though when I do the live stream by myself. I get on Mix Minus and I do a live stream. I get on Throwing Down and we do sort of a live stream. I get on But First and we do a live stream. I do State of the Station with all the suits for Pride 48 and we do a live stream. But when I get on my own, I feel really weird because I've always had a little bit of an issue, and I'm at what, episode 565 today or something like that. But I've always had a little bit of an issue just talking into the microphone with no one to have a conversation with. And I think I'm getting better at it. It's kind of like when you're shooting video and you need to look at the camera as if you're talking to the camera. So the camera is your best friend and you're talking to the camera. It's like, hello, camera. How are you doing? And so I feel like podcasting alone is kind of similar, where if you're doing a solo show, a lot of times, especially if it's a personal journal type show, then you want to have a conversation with your listeners and just pretend that you're talking to someone, and they can't talk back, but you're talking to someone. But so anyway, for whatever reason, I get nervous when I'm on the stream. But my whole point was, I've been working on this new streaming software, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and switch over. Over the weekend, I thought I'm going to switch over, and then I made a mental list in my head of who the live streamers currently are on the stream. And we have occasionally Poke It With A Stick will do their show, although they generally, you know, take breaks and stuff like that. So sometimes I don't think they're regular anymore. And then we have Mix Minus, which Daniel and I do, and I'm the one that streams for that. And Shy Yeti does a once a month broadcast. And Archer does a gangbang broadcast whenever he can get a group of people together in order to do it, and that's on Thursdays. And then we have we also have the Denims. And I was going through the list, and I thought the only regular people that did it every single week now were pretty much Archer, if he could get a group together, Mix Minus, and that was pretty much it. And so this weekend I thought, oh, I can go ahead and switch it over. And it won't affect anyone. I'll go ahead and switch it over. I'll do a little bit more testing on Monday and Tuesday. And then I'll send out an email giving everyone their new credentials on how to broadcast. And for whatever reason, and I feel bad because David, who does that Blue Jeans guy, he seems to always get shit on anytime anything happens on the stream. I don't know why it ends up that way. I really don't. But, and I feel really bad about it. So last night at around midnight, And I don't know why I wasn't looking at my phone. I'm not really sure. And I'm sure I must have given David my phone number at some point and said, hey, David, if you ever have any more problems, please just text me. Because it has happened to him so many times. And he and his partner were going on the stream last night to do the Denims, which is their group show that they do. And I do know that for a while they were off and on. I don't know if they've gone back to doing it regularly, or I'm not really sure on the frequency that they're doing it. But regardless, I had switched it over and I had not created the new DJ accounts and sent the information out to everyone. So I get a text message, and my phone was on the coffee table and it had got turned to silent. And so I just wasn't looking at my phone because I had had a stressful conversation with my parents and whatever. And so we get in bed last night and I'm still coding, doing stuff on this new streaming stuff that I'm working on. It was running already, but I'm doing some more stuff to add some additional features and stuff like that. And so I look at my phone around 11:30 and I have a text message from David saying, hey, has the stream changed? I've tried everything I can think of and my username and password is not being accepted. And I felt so bad. But then I thought, well, he might be asleep. I don't want to text him back, because this was, you know, 2.5 hours after he had text messaged me or whatever the case may be. So I feel so bad because I feel like every single time there's a problem or a change in the stream, I leave out, somehow David gets left out, and it's not intentional. I don't intentionally, and I really feel bad when I, as I've said a million times, I am a people pleaser. And I feel really bad when someone, they want to use Pride 48, they want to use the stream or whatever, and I do something stupid and it prevents them from using it. And I just didn't think about it it just didn't cross my mind. I was going to send out the emails Wednesday morning and then I get that. So I immediately sent an email back and said, oh, here, I created him an account immediately and said, here's your information. I sent Archer one. I sent Paul Shayeti one. I've still got to send one for Poke It With A Stick and a couple of others. But so I did that, but I felt so bad about it. And I don't even know if he listens, but David, if you listen, I'm so sorry. It was not on purpose. And I feel like he's going to start thinking it's on purpose because it's happened so many times, but it's really not. It's just coincidental that it always ends up happening when he's going to be doing his show. I'm not really even sure why. So there's that. The other thing I wanted to mention is I have a friend who's going through a hard time with a death in the family, or not a death, but and they've been told by doctors that someone in their family is going to pass away soon. And it's horrible. And I'm good friends with this person, and I don't want to give a lot of details because I don't know if they want details out. That's their story to tell. But what my story is, I talked to them yesterday, and I don't know why I struggle so bad at what to say to someone who's going through the potential loss of a loved one or the loss of a loved one. My father died when I was 10, and that was a long time ago. That was 32 years ago. But my father died when I was 10. My grandfather died when I was 13 or 14. I don't remember the exact age. I've had, three grandparents die over the past 5 years. So I've had a lot of death in my family. But for some reason, I don't know how to react when someone else has a death, something like that that's imminent in their life or that's already happened. And so I just felt like I wasn't providing the help that was needed. I wasn't really providing the shoulder to cry on, and I didn't know how to do it. I was at a loss for words. I just kept saying, oh, that sucks. But I feel like that's not good enough, and I don't really know. I don't know if there's a course or something, because I'm a really empathetic person. I feel like in life, I really have empathy for people who are going through stuff and people who maybe make mistakes in their life, which is totally different. I mean, having a death in your family is different than mistakes in your life, but I feel like I'm really empathetic, but I don't know. When you're talking to those people, I just don't know what to say. So there's that. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is I have another meeting tonight. I'm getting so sick of this, guys. I have a meeting at 10:30. Now, I stay up late, but it's so interesting because tomorrow we have a meeting on work-life balance. Now, the ironic thing about that, and I don't even know if it's ironic, because I don't know if that fits the definition of ironic or irony, but I was already thinking, how ironic, they scheduled the work-life balance meeting right in the middle of lunch. So to go to the work-life balance meeting, I have to have less work-life balance and skip my lunch. And then the other thing that's kind of ironic about it is that I have a 10:30 p.m. meeting the night before I have a meeting on work-life balance. It doesn't really, I don't know, it's crazy. So I'm going to be, and someone else scheduled a meeting at 8 p.m. tonight, but I'm not going to the 8 p.m. meeting because, what, am I supposed to be working all day now? Is this how it's going to, I'm going to work from 8 a.m. to midnight every day? No, I'm not. So, but I am going to the 10:30 meeting because I have to. Ugh, so horrible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call for, I can't remember it. You can call, I'm losing my mind. You can call, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.